And there he was. Falcon was standing on the boardwalk in front of the general store window shopping. He saw the kid walking up the boardwalk and immediately sensed what the kid was coming for. It was in the way he was walking, the stiff back and the way the kid held his hands.
Falcon McAllister.
Falcon turned to face the kid.
I'm calling you out, Falcon McAllister.
Why?
Because you're you and I'm me. That's why.
It was that way yesterday, last week, last month. Why brace me now?
The conversation was getting just a tad too philosophical for the kid.
Don't try to weasel out of this, McAllister. You know it was coming.
I did?
That brought the kid up short again. This just wasn't going exactly the way he'd had it all worked out in his mind. He'd envisioned crowds of people lining both sides of the street, standing and watching while they gunned down Falcon. He hadn't expected a goddamn conversation.
Yeah, you did.
Well, if you say so, kid. But tell me, what are we fighting about?
Again, the kid was brought up short for a moment. He stared at Falcon, anger clouding his features, darkening his face.
To see who's better with a gun, damn you, that's why.
Oh. Is that all? Okay. Well, you're a better man with a gun. Does that make you happy?
The kid looked as though he was about to cry. This just was not working out the way he'd planned.
No, you bastard. You got to face me and hook and draw.
Do I have to?
Yes, damn you, McAllister. You have to face me. I'm calling you out right now, right here. I'm saying you're a yellow dog, and you don't have the courage to face me. I'm saying you got no guts, and you're a damn coward.
The people along the boardwalk saw now that Falcon couldn't get out of this fight. Not after the insults had been thrown.
I wish you hadn't said those things, kid.
Well, I said them, and I meant them, you yellow bastard. Now step out into the street.
Falcon stepped off the boardwalk and into the street. There was nothing else he could do. The Silver Dollar Kid stepped off the boardwalk and walked slowly to the center of the street. The silver dollars on his vest, hat, and gun belt twinkled in the sunlight. John Bailey and his family stood inside the general store, looking out one of the large front show windows at the life and death drama that was taking place on the main street of town.
Your play, kid.
You wanted this. Now you got it.
The kid was all raging torrents inside. Outwardly, he was calm, but inside, he was a spewing volcano. This was a moment he had lived for since he was just a pimply-faced boy. He was finally facing a top gun.
You got anything you want to say before you die, McAllister?
I have no intention of dying, kid. You got it all wrong.
What do you mean? I'm the Silver Dollar Kid. No man has ever beat me to the draw.
You never faced anyone worth a damn, kid. All you ever faced was two big wannabes. I'm telling you to back away and get out, or die where you stand.
You're telling me? I know what you're trying to do, McAllister. It won't work. You're just trying to save your own skin.
You're a damn fool, boy. What's Gilman paying you, $75 a month? You ready to die for a few dollars?
Time for talking is over, McAllister. You can't talk your way out of this.
I tried. Nobody can say I didn't try.
The Silver Dollar Kid was fast. If anything was ever written about him, that would surely be mentioned. To his credit, he even got off the first shot. But he missed, the bullet digging up the dirt in front of Falcon. Falcon didn't miss. His bullet hit the kid just under the V of the rib cage and spun him around. The kid lifted his .45 and thumbed the hammer back. Falcon's next bullet hit the kid in the chest and dropped him in the dirt. The kid's .45 slipped from his fingers just as he slumped over on one side, blood leaking out of a corner of his mouth.
My aim was off.
You wouldn't listen.
I don't want to die. I was gonna be famous.